You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Do you ever feel like there's so much pressure to create content in social media that some days you're just out of ideas? You have no idea what to post next. And then you don't post. And then your engagement goes down or your followers go down. And it's this like vicious cycle. Well, I want to help you because I want to share with you my 30-day content calendar. And it doesn't matter what your niche is or what it is you sell or what it is you do or what it is you look like, any of those things. This is 30 days of killer ideas. Like, you're going to get so much inspiration and examples of exactly what's working and how you can make it work for you, depending, of course, your niche or what it is you normally post. Even if most of the time you know what to post, but every once in a while you just hit a block and you can't think of what you need to post. Listen, I want to make this super simple for you. Grab a copy of my 30-day content calendar. Plus, it's free. So you just go to instaclubhub.com/content. Again, instaclubhub.com/content. And as always, the link to that will be in the show notes, so you don't even have to write it down. In fact, you can click on it while you're listening to this episode.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today is going to be a Quick Tip Tuesday episode with a great content hack that's going to be really useful for you in 2023. This content hack is not only going to be useful because it's going to save you time and energy, but it's also going to be useful because it's going to rely on a lot of the trends that are currently pervasive on social media and some of the things that some of these apps, including Instagram, YouTube, and podcasting, have already hinted are going to be major parts of the platform in 2023. Essentially, what this content hack is going to do is take one piece of content and have it live on or be chopped up or be reused in multiple different ways on multiple different platforms. The first step in this content hack is to go live. And when I say go live, you can go live on just one platform if that's all you're comfortable with or if that's all you know how to do. But if you have the ability, the capability, or the technical know-how to go live on multiple platforms at the same time, that's even better. Now, without getting too far into it, some ways that you can go live on multiple platforms at the same time is probably first and foremost, have multiple devices. I understand this isn't necessarily easy for everyone. I understand it's a little bit expensive, but hey, maybe you have an iPhone that's a few generations old and it's just laying in some drawer somewhere. I know that at my mom's house, she's got about a dozen of these iPhones. So basically, all you have to do is charge it up, make sure that it still has the ability to go live or the ability to, you know, access the internet. And then you can log into your social media app on that phone, on that second phone, and you could go live simultaneously on two different platforms. That's the less technical way of doing it. The more technical way of doing it is using a broadcasting service such as OBS Live Streaming, which is not a sponsor of this podcast, but it's just a software, it's a tool that you can download online that will essentially allow you to beef up your social media live stream. So you can add graphics, you can add different call outs, you can add different sound effects and maybe even music. And it will also allow you to go live on multiple platforms at the same time. So you could go live on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok all at the same time and kind of essentially kill three birds with one stone. Then once that live is over, whether it's a 5-minute live or a 3-hour long live, you're going to make sure to save that live to your device. Pretty much every app has a way to do this, so it shouldn't be too hard, but you know the drill. Save it to your device and maybe even back it up to the cloud or to your Dropbox if possible. That's step two. And then step three is either edit that video or have it edited. Now, when I say edit it or have it edited, there's a few things that you're going to want to do here. First and foremost, you're going to want to pull out multiple, if you can, or just one 60-second or less vertical video snippet. I'll say it again. A 60 second or less vertical video snippet. And you guessed it, this content will live on TikTok, on Instagram Reels, and on YouTube Shorts. All of these platforms can do more than a minute, but ideally your content is going to perform best if it's about a minute or less. So take your live where you most likely had something valuable to say. You most likely had some sort of snippet or soundbiteable moment. Pull that out, edit it into a short form vertical video, add the normal bells and whistles of captions, text call outs, things like that, and then make sure to post it on all three platforms. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'll cover that in just a second on how to post it on all the platforms. So edit out that single video, if not multiple videos, multiple different snippets, if there are multiple soundbite moments from your live. And then you can also take that live and share the entire thing as a long form video on YouTube, because long form videos are one of the best growth hacks for 2023. And when I say long form, I'm talking really long form. I'm talking 1, 2, or even 3 hour long YouTube videos are projected to rise in popularity in 2023. And of course, you could also take the audio from your live and turn it into a podcast. That way, I think you're starting to see how one single video, one single live video in which you went live on multiple platforms now exists as multiple reels, a YouTube video, and a podcast without having to do any additional work besides editing and cutting out the parts that you want to share on other platforms.
As you know, we have dozens of social media accounts, each with their own login, and many of which are run by virtual assistants and team members. So of course the question is, how do we safely and efficiently share this login information? Well, we use a password manager. With NordPass Business Password Manager, you'll save time and energy, which allows you and your team to focus on what matters most. You can try NordPass Business now with a 3-month free trial by going to nordpass.com/tribe with the code TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E. NordPass makes it safe and easy for you and your team to access social media and any other business accounts. They're able to log into your accounts in seconds, securely share sensitive information with each other, and it's all backed by the highest standard of cybersecurity. Recently, you may have heard the news that dozens of Meta employees were laid off because of a data breach. And so my question is, who should be the first to know about a breach of your company's data? A customer? A competitor? Maybe a news outlet? Studies show that it takes businesses, on average, 212 days to identify a breach. A data breach is already a very serious, costly situation, and that sort of significant delay can significantly increase the damages caused. NordPass can identify vulnerabilities early with one of the most robust breach scanners on the market. Breach monitoring will also proactively scan the web 24/7 for data breaches that involve your online accounts and will notify you in real time. That means you don't have to check manually for data breaches and hacks. You can stay focused on what matters most, and NordPass can take care of the rest. And you can check out NordPass Business now with a 3-month free trial by going to nordpass.com/tribe with the code TRIBE. Again, that's NordPass, NordPass.com/tribe. And don't forget to use the code TRIBE for your 3-month free trial.
Speaking of sharing on other platforms, of course, you might as well share on every platform that you can. Now, here at Build Your Tribe, we are firm believers in going all in on one or two platforms. When you try to spread yourself too thin, especially early on, you're going to overwhelm yourself and you might even overwhelm your audience. But with the tools and capabilities and softwares that exist nowadays, you can go all in on one platform, put all of your focus onto, say, Twitter, and still show up on all the other platforms. So if you're making a short form video, you might as well post it on YouTube Shorts and get paid for it. You might as well post it on TikTok and maybe go viral. You might as well share it on LinkedIn or Facebook Reels or Twitter and have the potential to grow your following, grow a customer base, and build your tribe. So sharing it on all platforms is something that we would definitely recommend. You're already putting in the work to create the content. Just take a few extra seconds to share it on all the other platforms. A few ways you can do that is, and again, these are not sponsors of today's podcast. These are just tools that I found useful. One of them is called repurpose.io. It's a website, repurpose.io, and it allows you to post on all these different platforms simultaneously with the same content. And then I personally love Metricool. Metricool is what I've been using recently to schedule my carousels on Instagram, as well as some of my TikToks and YouTube Shorts. So Metricool is another great app, and they have a website as well that makes it really seamless to find your best times to post and to just schedule content for all these different platforms. And of course, the more of this process that you can outsource, the better. We're always preaching here at Build Your Tribe the importance of outsourcing and hiring help. So you could essentially outsource every step of this process besides the going live. Besides the going live, you could outsource the editing, you could outsource the audio extraction, you could outsource the downloading of the video, the uploading of the content, the sharing on multiple platforms. You could even have the video transcribed for you by someone else and then have a copywriter turn that transcription into tweets or emails for email marketing or a blog post for your blog on your website. There are so many endless possibilities of content that can be created from this one singular sitting. And of course, I want to go all the way back to the beginning where I said step one was to go live. I think that you should go live. I think that it would be very beneficial. I think that it's a great way to build trust, community, and that your followers can really get to know you best when you are live. But I understand not everyone feels totally comfortable with that. So if you're still working up to feeling comfortable going live on your platform, you might want to just do a pre-recorded long form video, a video that you plan on using for YouTube or a long form video for TikTok or maybe even for Instagram. You can just record that from the safety and security of your own home without anyone watching, without having to go live, and still follow the same steps 2, 3, and 4. But really, I think this is going to be such a great way to save time, energy, and effort in 2023. And I know I said that already, but also all of these social media apps are leaning into longer form content. They know that they have your attention with the short form vertical videos. And again, I'm talking about Reels, YouTube Shorts, and TikTok. So now they want to start leaning into longer form content, seeing if they can get you to watch a longer video or listen to a longer podcast or consume a longer TikTok or Reel or YouTube short. So lean into that and also lean into live video. Live video is the highest form of engaging content. These platforms know that. You subconsciously know that. There's nothing more engaging than watching someone live. So lean into that strategy, start to embrace it, start to use it to your advantage in 2023. And as always, happy networking.